Daddy Likey. Nah, I'm just messing with you guys. You've just tuned in to the Tether Radio podcast, and this is Tether Radio Untethered, episode number 40. Wow, this is a really sour beer that I'm drinking, so I'm like salivating while I'm trying to do the fucking intro.
I'm like drooling
on myself almost. Jeez, it literally is a key lime pie goza. Yeah, it's sour. Anywho, but it's delicious.
It's so good though.
So, yeah, you've just tuned in to Tether Radio Untethered number 40. I'm glad that you have joined us. I'm Daniel. I'm joined by Allie and Larry. You guys doing all right?
Yeah.
Is that what's up? Just some hey yos and yes.
I got too many tabs open and I'm ready for this Untethered.
Yeah. Every time that you like you do the sip, it sounds like you're taking a bong rip.
Like every single time. Wait. Oh, you thought I was sipping a beer?
We have video proof that it's not.
Hey, not everybody is watching a video.
Yeah, that's true.
Let people imagine, okay?
Exactly. I mean, it could be either, my
Damn,
God.
Damn, Larry, let people enjoy things.
I've been accused of being a pothead since I was like 10 by my uncle. So he was like, wait, you don't smoke weed? And I was like, what? He's like, you always sound high. What the fuck's your problem?
Everybody
like,
in high school thought I was a pothead because I was friends with all the potheads. Yeah. And I still have not had even one weed.
Dude, it is a fun community.
I'm 400 years really nice old people. And I've not had a weed. Yeah, so
they're the most docile people I've ever met. It's like, dude, Cat Williams summed it up really well. You get high, there's a couple symptoms. Happy. Hungry, sleepy.
Fuck. I don't need to get high. I'm already those things.
Right. No, but rock and roll. Well, so yeah, like I said, Untethered number 40. Who wants to kick this bad boy off?
Well, do you want to get a little sassy?
Ooh.
Sassy.
Thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, man. Yeah, buddy.
Post. We haven't heard from you in a while, man. You need to release more fucking content. Just letting you know about that shit. All right. So, you know, it's getting near that time of the year. It's so annoying. I'm talking about Christmas. Mm. So there is a Christmas farm, right? And they got wild with their advertisement. Okay.
All right.
So the headline is Sassy Christmas Tree Farm goes full quote Magic Mike unquote in viral video. So
I haven't seen Magic Mike. Have you seen it?
No, I have not, but nope. I
kind of want to watch it actually.
I need to because I heard that there is a frontal nude scene of Olivia Munn, and I would kill and die for her.
All right, I'm not going to lie. I would throw myself into a pit of vipers for that woman.
Do you see my face right now? I would, oh my goodness.
Is that the one that's having John Mulaney's baby?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, I just wanted to poke at you. Sorry.
So did you ever, me and you will know this, listeners.
I used to watch Attack of the Show. I used to be around, so.
Dude. But it was such a good show, and it was like those.
That's where she got started.
Yeah, exactly.
She was totally just on it because she was hot.
100%.
What was the other chick?
What was the other chick? I don't know. It was some blonde chick. Can't remember her name. But the dude that was on it also, they were all really Kevin Pereira, I believe, and can't remember the chick's name. Dang. Are you trying to?
Yeah, because she was overshadowed by Olivia Munn's fucking.
She was, but dude, both
Kevin
girls.
Kevin Pereira, Olivia Munn, Candace Bailey, and Zach Selwyn.
Candace Bailey's who I'm thinking of.
Candace Bailey sounds like a porn name.
Dude, Candace Bailey was super hot too, period, dude. She was a very attractive girl. Plus, it was video games. It's like, dude, you mix hot girls and video games. Why do you think that all the booths at like fucking E3 have like girls in short skirts like fucking doing like anime shit or whatever? It's like, because that's the fucking market. But anyway, sorry.
Oh my god. Okay, tell us about this Christmas tree farm.
No, you just like hit like this nostalgia thing. I remember watching the last episode of that and being sad because I used to. I used to DVR that shit and watch it or whatever. Yeah. Like it was just a really fun show. Anyway,
dude. Okay. Quick tangent.
Ooh, quick tangent.
Do you have HBO Max?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to watch Newsroom. She's in that.
Okay. And Candace Bailey is, or Olivia Munn?
Olivia Munn.
Okay.
She is great in it. And it's such a fucking amazing show. It's so great that I've watched it like three times. And it's not that long. Like I think they're like three or four seasons of it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's called Newsroom.
Done.
Anyway, we're going to Utah.
All right.
A tree farm in Utah is turning Christmas magic into something that looks more akin to Magic Mike with a sassy viral video.
Ooh.
Quoted by the owner of Peterson Tree Care in Elk Ridge, whose name is Derek Peterson. He said, I happened to just be driving down the road and that song came on and I thought, we ought to dance to that. I didn't know people in Utah.
Wait, wasn't that where Footloose was filmed?
I'm joking. Probably somewhere. Do you get like it?
It's like, we don't dance in this town.
Yeah, I was going to make a Footloose joke.
Guys, okay, look, listen. I don't know if you two have opened this article, but the dance moves that the video is showing are fucking great. Anyway.
All right.
Peterson said his workers weren't really into it during the rehearsal until one pulled off some pole dancer moves.
Yes. Oh, I just saw the swing.
It was kind of that moment. We knew we had something special. He said the company originally recorded the video last year and posted it to Facebook and Instagram to celebrate selling all of their trees in just 11 days.
Damn.
That's amazing. Clip received a few thousand views at that time. Now it's going viral on TikTok, where two versions of the video have received more than 3 million views combined ahead of the company's November 22nd tree lot opening. Although there have been reports of possible Christmas tree shortages this year, those inside the industry said that that's not quite the case. I didn't know there were shortages.
Shortages of everything.
I was going to say, like, has anybody told the Christmas trees to get in line? Because honestly, there's a shortage of everything this year.
Is big Christmas tree like in a dilemma?
Sure, why not?
It's not big lumber. It's big Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Very specific.
He was trying to say, we've never run out of Christmas trees in the U.S. Tim O'Connor, executive director of the National Christmas Tree Association.
Well,
really?
Wait, hang on. Real quick. Shout back to, did you guys hear that there was a pumpkin shortage?
No.
Okay. Well, I had heard that there was a pumpkin shortage. Every fucking grocer that I went to was like, had so many fucking pumpkins, it was stupid.
Just coming out of their ears.
So if there was a shortage, there ain't fucking one in Tennessee. Yeah, really. So.
Daniel, do you remember, this is a callback for I don't know how long ago it was. You remember when we covered mass hysteria
Totally.
Yeah, that's how shit gets started. So
Why do you think that everybody bought all the toilet paper last year or whatever? It's like, that's dude, there's not a fucking shortage. If people buy what they need, there won't be a fucking shortage. It's when like one fucking dumbass buys three cartloads and then somebody sees that happening and they're like, I need three cartloads of toilet paper. No, you don't. I'm sorry. How many asses are you wiping?
Like, that person you saw buying like 12, 18 packs of eggs?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, I'm sorry. Do you run an omelet house? No, you don't.
Are you Waffle House?
Is your first name Waffle, last name House?
But that just shows you, I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. We're not just known to be comedic geniuses, but like Daniel and I have recorded a few episodes where we get really fucking serious, and Mass Hysteria was one of them.
Yeah.
The executive director of National Christmas Tree Association told the HuffPost that they've never run out of Christmas trees in the U.S. The supply of trees has become tighter, though. Growers are producing fewer trees for a variety of reasons, and some lots may sell out earlier than usual. However, they'll still be widely available. But that's not what I'm here to fucking present. Okay. What I'm going to do for those of you that are watching the video of this episode, I kind of just want to get to the dancing. All right.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And let me switch. Oh fuck, not that one. There we go. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until, damn it, this might go awry because it's not getting there fast enough. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
They're not all going to get their orders.
And with orders cut down, the cost of trees have gone up. Laundrico says up to 30%.
Oh, this is bullshit. No, I want to see them dancing. Anyway, that didn't work out the way I wanted to.
That's okay. You know why?
Anyway,
hey, we can send out. Wait, do we do untethered?
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Hitting a 30-year high. It's almost time to come to Elk Ridge, Utah, to get your Christmas tree from Peterson Trees.
This is going terribly wrong.
Hello, my darling. Hello, baby. Hello.
Right on.
Now.
There's so many.
How many tabs are you playing at once?
I know. There are so many. There's so much bullshit opening.
I don't even know what I'm hearing at this point.
I know.
Wait. Should I get up and dance?
Anyway, let's just not even. No.
Okay. Wait. Something's still playing.
I know, and I closed it down, and it's still playing.
Okay.
What is this, amateur hour?
It is, apparently. So let me switch.
Look for the megaphone.
Switch back to the video. And close whatever the fuck is playing.
Yep.
Jarvis, who learned why the app anyway. Booster. So.
Still playing. Anyway. Okay, there we go. All right.
Anyway. The point that I wanted to get across is like the video of them dancing on the fucking Christmas trees, like straight up stripper moves.
Oh yeah.
It's great, dude. I watched some of it when you asked had we clicked on the link or whatever, and it's incredible. I mean, like, it's just it's a bunch of bros in like cowboy hats and flannel and jeans and shit, just like grinding on like fucking fence posts and like all sorts of shit.
Hey man, they've been saying it for years. Sex sells.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. It just came to the Christmas tree farm industry a little slower than the rest of them. So, all right. Well, you got anything else left on Magic Mike's Christmas tree farm?
No, that was it. It was pretty short and sweet.
All right. I'm going to hit you guys with some science stuff.
Yeah.
Because this was just one of those things that everybody knows that I love to shit on the advances of technology, because I feel like most of the time it's like, hey, look at this great advancement. Now we can make larger Twinkies. And it's like, what? That's how we're applying this? What the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, so there are these things called brain-computer interfaces. I didn't know about them until today. Well, I'm going to tell you guys about them.
Neuralink?
Yeah, no shit, dude. Honestly, they didn't say what their funding was coming from, but I'm not going to lie. Wouldn't surprise me if Musk had had a hand in this shit. But this is some really, really cool stuff. Yeah. So, a man paralyzed from the neck down due to a spinal cord injury he sustained in 2007 has shown he can communicate his thoughts thanks to a brain implant system that translates his imagined handwriting into actual text. The device, part of a long-standing research collaboration called BrainGate, is a brain-computer interface, or BCI, that uses artificial intelligence to interpret signals of neural activity generated during handwriting. In this case, the man called T5 in the study, which I'm not going to lie, that totally was like, I was like, dude.
Isn't that a Terminator
thank
sequel?
You. Okay. I was like, oh my God.
That's a fucking Terminator.
I was like, it's called, the study was called T5 Judgment Day.
No.
No, I'm kidding. he was a 65-year-old he was not able to do any kind of writing because his hands, along with all limbs, had been paralyzed for several years. During the experiment, though...
The Sawkins?
Huh? Yeah, no. He's, unless he's writing from under 6 feet.
Too soon for Hawking?
No, not too soon. Like, honestly, did you guys ever see...
Nope.
Was that movie? God, what the hell was that movie about? I can't remember the movie. It was like semi-recent, but it was actually a pretty good movie, but he kind of seemed like a piece of shit. So, I don't discriminate against anybody. I'll hate on anybody.
We hate everybody. So,
thank you. but anyway, so the way that this thing worked, and I'm not going to bore everyone with, like, fucking reading, like, oh, my God, how it translates the neural blah, blah, blah to the poopy-doo-boopy-doo-boo. Anyway.
That's really scientific.
Oh,
yes.
Dude, you
yes.
don't even you don't even realize.
Poopy-doo-boopy-doo-doo, yep.
But basically, how this thing works is they were able to create an algorithm that they could get him to imagine himself writing on a piece of paper with his hand. And if you open the link and go down, you can actually see how it transcribed his, thoughts into writing. And, dude, this is some fucking gnarly shit. Because it was able to transcribe his thoughts into these crude lowercase letters and then translate that into text and then put that into like words and stuff. They were able
I think I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
No. I'm thinking about an episode of House where the guy is paralyzed and then they hook up a thing to like his fucking to his brain, and then he's in a coma and he can't move, and all he has to do is think yes or no, and they ask him yes or no questions, and it goes either up or down. Anyway,
so the movie that I was thinking of was called the Theory of Everything.
Okay.
And supposedly you can watch it on Netflix. I don't know if that's true or not. It was pretty good, but it was just one of these things that, like, I don't know, with some of these intellectuals that it's they're have either of you tried to read any excerpts from like A Brief History of Time?
No, because I think it'd be too pretentious and it'd piss me off.
Well, so it's actually really it's really cool, but it's still even him trying to dumb down this stuff.
Yeah,
it's so incredibly over.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, dude, like, I'd have to read the same fucking paragraph 8 times to even...
Yeah, I'm going to throw that book away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to throw it across the room or set it on fire. I can't do that.
Could we just have fucking, what's his name, Neil deGrasse Tyson just...
Yeah, exactly. That's what we need. Yeah. But anyway, it was actually it was a good movie, but he just seemed like he was just... He's not a human. I don't know. It was like he was so off the scale that like he can't compute.
Yeah.
Like
he was also
human
a Terminator.
Emotions and shit. What?
He was also a Terminator and his cousin with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. But coming back to the article, though, in the test, the man was able to achieve writing speeds of 90 characters per minute, which I know seems slow, but about 18 words per minute. But we're talking about someone that is solely using their brain.
I have no idea how quick a normal person can handwrite something that's legible.
Okay. So this guy's 65.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. This guy's 65. And the average person in his age group, so the average roughly 65-year-old male, can text about 23 words per minute. This guy was able to write roughly 18 words per minute.
Now, is that in, like, doctor font or...
Well, so that's the thing, is they had this... The algorithm actually takes his crude writing, like mental writing, I guess, and translates it into text. And they said that was actually, they would achieve 18 words per minute with approximately 94% accuracy. But if they, this made me chuckle, and obviously, again, it made me chuckle, but they could actually get it up to 99% accuracy with autocorrect enabled. I was so, just like
that makes sense though. Like, oh, totally, if you're typing and you mistype a word, but it's like you probably meant this way. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah,
exactly. So
the most mistaken word was "fuck," and it kept saying "duck." But when you really think about it, on a serious note, you think really fast.
Oh my god!
In order to translate thoughts into text, that seems like a big ask. Like that's a huge task.
Well, and that's literally what they get to in this article, because they were talking about how it's people take for granted the fine motor skills that they have.
Oh yeah,
and so it's like these, like even a right, you know, drawing a rainbow.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, super simplistic, even for children, super simplistic. But dude, in your brain, it is just so incredibly complex.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Like, in the same point, not to hijack your fucking thing here, but like, you know, drawing a rainbow, like you said, for a child, is super simplistic. But how many years of development does a child have to go through in order to be able to correctly draw a rainbow?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Saying? Yeah, you're right.
Because not right, they're not going to be able to do it right straight out of the womb.
No, it's, not at all.
They're going to have to be like at least 2 or 3 years old, probably.
Yeah,
maybe one. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I think that my kid at 4 would probably struggle to actually draw like a real rainbow.
That's the point. Like, there's a lot of years. There are a lot of years of development, like in the brain and.
Hey, you calling my kid slow? No,
I'm just saying. Like,
I'm joking, dude.
Hand-eye coordination and all this shit. Like, it's wild. A lot of development happening.
Like spatial skills and stuff. Yeah. And like, I need to draw an arch, and now another arch that's close in size, but not the same, but still sort of the same slope. Like,
And not even just that, like going deeper, like consciousness development. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is super cool. And to kind of reel it back in, they do talk about later on that they're like, literally, this is a first of its kind technology. The researchers emphasize that the current system is only a proof of concept so far, having only been shown to work with one participant. So it's definitely not a complete clinically viable product yet.
Sure.
Which,
but it has hope.
You gotta start somewhere. Yeah. And it just seems very, very promising. And I mean, dude, excuse me, to restore someone's ability to communicate like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just fucking like mind-blowing to me. So but yeah, and it's so funny that you would bring up fucking Neuralink or whatever, like right off the bat, Leary, because I'm like, dude, if you don't think that's on my fucking radar when I talk when I talk about a fucking what is it called, a oh my god,
brain implant,
well no, brain computer interface or whatever.
What's
I'm just
Neuralink?
Like, it's the Elon Musk thing.
Elon Musk
that it's
concept
like,
of being connected to like electronics via your brain. There's an implant that goes in your brain.
Yeah.
And it allows you to control electronics around you.
No, I agree. Hey, I ain't going to be fucking first in line for it. So.
You know who would? Gwyneth fucking Paltrow.
No. Oh, hey. Oh, are we still talking? We've been talking about Gwyneth Paltrow for the last 3 months, and I love it.
I was about to say, one of my favorite things to hate is Gwyneth Paltrow's brand Goop.
Yes.
And here the fuck yes. we are. It is Christmas time. And the gift guides are out.
It's yes. the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay.
When Goop comes in. No, I'm just kidding.
Goop puts out these bullshit Christmas gift guides. Anything that Goop touches pisses me off. Okay. Just if we haven't already been clear about that.
Wait. So vaginas piss you off?
When Gwyneth Paltrow talks about them, yep.
No, because she's always talking about her own.
Yeah, when Gwyneth Paltrow talks about how they're supposed to smell like tulip seeds or something, yeah.
I wonder if like she's overcompensating for her own insecurities about her own vagina.
Like it really, really has some stank on it, and so she's like,
it literally smells like a like roadkill skunk.
It smells like a corpse flower. And she's like, it smells like this dainty candle, and everyone.
She's like, my newlywed sex is great when my new husband doesn't forget his nose plugs.
As long as he has COVID and no sense of smell or taste, then it's good.
Yeah.
I would be a willing participant to get COVID just to try that out.
Yeah. She's gorgeous, anyway, but she's so pretentious. I can't.
It's either really great.
If it was that great, I don't think she would have to talk about it so much.
I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's another link on the Goop site that's what's in Gwyneth's cart, and so you know I had to click on that too. There's so much bullshit. There's a $28,000 necklace. Shut the fuck up. Who's buying that?
Okay, that's reasonable.
Did you just autocorrect yourself by $3,000 when you're talking about double digits?
I'm not buying a $28,000.
No, I'm saying like double in the tens of thousands.
Gotcha. You
know, yeah. She's also got there's a Goop wellness brand, and there's a dietary supplement. I swear on my life, it's called DTF.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow the new fucking
like Howard Stern? But no, woo-woo? I don't know.
What's his fucking name? The Newsmax guy.
I can't name anybody off Newsmax.
Dude, the guy
Larry,
that yells.
You a Republican?
The guy that yells at the fucking TV and like is a big conspiracy.
Wait,
theorist.
Are you talking about Alex Jones?
Alex Jones. Is she Newsmax? Like the Alex Jones of fucking pussy products?
No, dude, he's InfoWars.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, InfoWars. Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Okay.
My
get
bad.
Your fucking like conspiracy
Damn.
Theory like
dude, we
brands
on together.
Look, this is untethered
Turn
for
the
a reason
frogs
because we're
gay.
Usually the reason why this is untethered is because we're usually for a few crispy boys in.
We're a couple in. Okay.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay, so she has multiple gift guides for Christmas, and I'm only gonna go over two. So just to tease my own future content, there will be more this season. So I'm going to talk about the Ridiculous But Awesome guide, which only has like 6 items on it. Larry, if you want to show any of this on the video for anybody that's watching, that first link.
Yes.
So
please.
Just a couple highlights off this. There is a Luxe Garden Hose set for $307. It comes with a wall mount and a nozzle.
But what is her fucking brand selling?
I don't know. I don't understand it. Like mostly sex, like but also just bullshit.
Well, it's like if you don't need the garden hose, then why don't you shove this jade egg up your cooter? I don't get it.
No.
Okay. We're going through these right now. Okay.
Yeah. So the Luxe Garden Hose Kit. You see it? It's on the top.
Yes, I'm zooming in on it right
like
now.
It's
don't zoom too far.
It's
$307.
It's
for a
super basic.
Garden hose?
Also, this probably lives outside. What if someone is like, that bitch bought the Goop water hose and I'm gonna steal it. Like, what?
It most definitely lives outside. It's a fucking
Yeah, it's probably not in your garage.
You do not attach it to your fucking bathtub and wash your pussy with it.
No.
Okay?
No.
And it looks like a fucking purse, too. Like, it has a little purse handle on it.
Yeah. It's 65 feet long, so, like, okay, at least that's something. I don't know. It's still expensive.
The garden hose?
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to lie, dude. Anything over, like, a 50-foot garden hose, you don't want to fucking deal with it.
No.
Because that's a long-ass garden
hose,
dude.
And when it's all, like, curled up and it's heavy.
It's a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you have the self-retraction hose.
Yes, those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a hug coat that is $2,000.
Yes, yes, right here.
Yeah, if you want to look like a homeless pillow.
It looks
awful. You
want to
look like Shia LaBeouf.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't
Larry,
get
if you
fashion.
Mouse over it, it shows someone wearing it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I just want to punch the person because it looks like, I just, not because like I want to be aggressive towards them. I want to be like, can you feel this?
Right.
Can you feel this?
Also,
let me punch a little bit harder.
It looks like you just wrapped a comforter around you.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like something Kanye West would come out with. The second thing that I'm mad about this is that I automatically got a Honey notification as soon as I went to this website.
Yep. I had to uninstall Honey. It pisses me off. Okay. And then the very first thing on here is the smart messaging display. Which kind of looks like one of those like
airport terminal
yeah. things that like in a movie the will like
flippy,
flap.
Yeah.
Which there's a bar downtown that has one of those and it's really cool for your bar. I don't need to pay $3,000 for one of these at my house to write like live, laugh, love or whatever the fuck on.
And I love how they're selling it. Send the right message.
But
that's it.
That's all.
Send the right message.
And then the last one on this is the bottom center. Beyond extravagance, a royal collection of gems and jewels. Deluxe edition. $2,250.
Would you love to have the metrics on like...
Would love.
If someone buys this, and if someone did buy this, like, who is buying this?
Yeah, I would love that. That is final sale, so no returns. But it is free shipping, so
okay, of course, good. if you're out there worried about
you're spending $2,200. This is a book. This is not any gems.
Yeah,
this is a book about royal gems.
Yeah, and it comes in
like a velvet box.
Yeah, like a box that would contain jewelry.
It's so stupid.
But the velvet box smells like her hoo-hoo.
No.
So.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Okay. On to the next guide. The forward to your significant other guide. This is if you are an extra bitch and you are dating a sugar daddy. Send him these links to a whole bunch of puffy floral dresses that are like $600 each and they look like they're made out of ugly curtains. Like... Mm. There's multiple ones of those peppered through. This one's a long one, but I'm only going to get into a few.
There we go.
There is a... Larry, you might want to do like a control F and search. Fuck, I can't think of what it's called. Necklace. There's a bunch of necklaces.
There's a boatload.
Hang on, let me find the one that I'm talking about.
Control.
Here, I'll tell you a little. I'll tell you a little limerick.
I'm just scrolling
while
through.
You guys
it.
Are finding it. So. There once was a man from Nantucket.
No. Damn, it's not even coming up anyway. Well, there's a necklace that's made to look like those trendy letter balloons that influencers get for their birthdays.
I have it right here for $1,420.
What a steal! What a steal.
Wow. Uh-huh. I'll take two.
Yeah, good.
Let's talk about the bloomers.
I'm so glad. That was my next thing. Cashmere bloomers for $400.
I love it.
If you are not watching the video, first of all, shame on you. But if you're not, because this is audio, and you're wondering what the fuck bloomers are, you should, because no one wears bloomers. They're like if boy short underwear were not cute. Like,
well, so
if boy short underwear were granny panties.
Yes.
So if you've ever potty trained a child and you wanted them to wear real underwear, but you didn't want any leaking out in case they had an accident, you'd toss these made out of plastic over the real underwear. Mm-hmm. But these are made out of cashmere.
So they're $400.
Honestly, they look good on the model, but they look like
they are... No, they fit her well. They look awful.
Yeah, they're fucking abysmal, dude.
The model looks good.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what I was getting at. Anyway.
They would be a lot... They would look a lot better crumpled up in the corner of my bedroom.
No.
They look like they were once sweatpants, and then you decided to cut them and then put some fucking...
You elastic. Like re-hemmed the top.
Elastic, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Are you tailored sweatpants?
They're sweatpants. I don't know.
Oh my God. Let's see. There is a rolling carry-on suitcase. Do you see that, Larry? I didn't.
Yep.
Trying to scan.
Yep. Awesome.
There we go.
$8,000 one.
It is a cool $8,340. But listen, it is engineered with precision in Italy, and it's coated in calfskin leather. There's no feature. There's nothing. Like, this thing does not suck your dick. This thing does not have a built-in phone charger.
It Honestly, whoa. There's a pretty big hole on the top. No, I'm just kidding.
At least the fucking alarm, the Philips
this
alarm clock.
Suck your dick.
At least you can fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
This thing does not do anything. It is $8,000 for a rolling carry-on that someone else is gonna like shove their bag against and rip the calfskin on.
Is
can
this
you
realistic?
Imagine?
Like how realistic? Like
is this real life?
Is she out of? Is she out of like touch this much with reality?
That is also in her shopping cart list, by the way. Like, if someone bought me an $8,000 piece of luggage, I would be like, absolutely the fuck not. Take this back. Give me the cash.
Ellie, if you don't talk about this bicycle.
I don't really care that much about the bicycle. You want to talk about it? I mean, it's an electric bike. It's, I mean, $2,000, right?
$3,000. Anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't say a whole lot about bicycles with the exception of, I mean, I paid a lot for a bicycle. So an electric bike. That actually doesn't sound that wild.
How would you like a $1,000 Korean organic ash wood bowl?
Yeah.
Whoa, time out. She sells wood bowls? No, just kidding.
Well, it's too bad because it's sold out anyway.
What?
Just like directly.
Megan, how am I supposed to break this to Megan? This is what was number one on her gift list.
It's not a rug, so it's not Oriental.
But. Oh, okay, damn. Directly above that ash wood bowl is an Hermes brown bag.
How do you even say that?
It's a purse.
Hermes.
Courvoisel.
Courchevel. Courchevel.
Birkin 35.
For $18,000.
And it's sold out
anyway.
That's because they only had one. You know that.
This list has got, 50 things on it?
Maybe. Yeah.
Everything on it is stupid.
Like the $37,000 earrings beside that bag.
The shoes look really comfy.
They do.
I'd never pay $380.
Oh my God.
And literally, the description, soft touch.
Love that. Thanks.
Thank you.
They sell themselves.
I come to that conclusion by myself with what looks like very soft material inside of it.
What look like very worn moccasins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I.
The whole list is just full of
fucking joke.
Anything that I'm like, that's not awful. I'm like, this is a gold necklace that looks like it's made out of paper clips. That is $2,500. What the fuck?
No, this is... I think this is what the elites, the millionaires, billionaires in America are so incredibly out of touch with reality.
Yeah.
That these are normal items. That it's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to... And I wouldn't even say that they look at these items and say, oh, I'm going to splurge.
No.
It's like, oh, well, you know, this would be a good stocking stuffer, this, you know, whatever.
$8,000 necklace.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
A fuck. Yeah.
But just to tease some of the others, there's a lover's gift guide, which I'm sure is full of jade eggs.
Yes.
There's a wellness gift guide, which is probably also full of jade eggs. A cook's gift guide, a traveler's gift guide, and somehow there is an under $100 gift guide.
Under one,
which
how humble of her.
It's just like a really high quality picture of the other items.
Oh, that's my god! It. Okay, I clicked on
it's
it.
It's a fucking JPEG. It's a what's that new currency? NFT. The fucking non tangible.
It's an NFT, dude. It's an NFT of the fucking items.
Okay, I clicked on it, and there is a wireless charging tray that is $100. Bitch, that is not under.
Dude, that is $100.
Oh my god.
And there's a $97 silk pillowcase.
You click on the like under 100 and it's like you can get all these items in Fortnite.
God.
It's like this is Goop's Fortnite store.
It's so bad.
Oh my god.
Unknown product will soon be available.
What is going
on? Damn it, Larry.
Larry.
My bad.
Oh my god.
There's a $99 travel hair dryer. Shut the entire fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
My god.
Dude, hotels provide those for free.
Yeah, exactly.
These people are staying at bougie hotels that have good hair dryers for free.
Exactly.
Not the like stuck to the wall one that is like the one that won't stretch away from the wall and is just like
then it automatically turns on whenever you
if you run it for too long it's like no cool down period, dude, the otherwise I'm gonna melt myself.
You turn it on and you go, oh, that's not I'm just gonna put that back, it's not gonna do anything.
This was definitely used to dry some stains off of the fucking linen.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. Okay.
All right. I believe we're gonna wrap with the Goop holiday gift list, dude.
Are you that was sure? Amazing. Because there's a guy that caught on fire.
That was amazing, Allie. Thank you so much.
Holy
shit.
Goop gives me easy content.
Goop.
Larry,
is
do
the
you
best.
Need to tell us about the fiery dude?
No, I'll carry it over.
I'm sorry.
I carry it over.
What? Okay. All right, well, rock and roll, man. Well, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up Untethered episode 40. Holy shit, that was really fun. The Goop holiday guide. Holy hell, I think that's just gonna be gonna be a yearly thing.
Yeah,
for Tether Radio.
Yeah.
So. Let us know what you guys thought about this mini-sode. This is just kind of like a little tidbit to get you through the weekend to the full episode on Monday. Once again, Larry, are we going to do, are we doing video for Untethered?
Yes, we absolutely have to because we showed...
The gift guide.
Okay, yeah. Rock and roll. Cool.
I'll start sending a newsletter for it too.
Rock and roll. Yeah. Awesome. Let us know what you guys thought about this and anything else that you want to shoot to us. You can send all of that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That's tetherradio@gmail.com. Hit us up on all the socials. If there's a social, we're there, with the exception of, I guess, TikTok.
I keep toying with making one, but then I don't want to create for it.
What? Yeah, what?
What are we going to do, dance and be like, we all hate Goop. Hey, ho, let's go.
I don't even know. I'm going to go ahead and call myself out. I don't really know exactly how TikTok even works other than like that it's videos.
Right.
So, yeah. So anywho. Yeah, check us out on all the other stuff other than the CCP controlled TikTok. And I'm just kidding. We also have spun up a new Patreon account. You can hit us up at patreon.com/tetherradio, all one word. That's where we're releasing all of our video content. So if you want to see our pretty little faces, then you're going to have to sign up over there for a nominal fee. Yeah. We think
promise
you guys,
it's not as much as Gwyneth Paltrow's wish list.
No, holy hell.
Not as much as any single item on Gwyneth Paltrow's cart. For real.
It costs you like a beer a month.
Yeah, exactly. A beer a month from like a cheap bar. Not even a fucking craft beer.
Like
so
it costs you a PBR, like a 16-ounce PBR. All right,
now I feel like hate's being thrown this way. No, I'm kidding.
How about a Labatt? It costs you a Labatt a month.
Okay, that's better. We'll take that.
There you go. But yeah, so for $4 a month, you can get all of our video content on Patreon.com. And once again, that's Patreon.com/TetherRadio. So thank you guys so much for joining us for Untethered episode number 40. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
And hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.